Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't get a chance to change it yet.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Getting a late start. Yeah.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Late start. We'll be here. Internet ins and outs. So we are here, and we are just going to get this show right on the boat.
Fine. Yeah, you know,
all right. Just remember, we use ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not the oracle cards, not any other system. This is strictly the way my grandmother taught me all those years ago. So bear in mind that we are going to different perspective in terms of getting, for instance, we're going to be right here in the present, take a look down that path that you're on, and illuminating many aspects along the way, generally in terms of your question for the, you know, sake of time. If there's anything on that path you would rather disregard, improve, get rid of. I mean, we're face and change as really dynamic, real life changers out of way. And if you go down that path and you see things that bring you great joy, a boost in your career, love coming to you, more happiness than you've even thought possible, that we're going to choose to embrace. So we are started. Jimbo's got a couple of quick messages for you.
Yes. I want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and information purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. If you are an international viewer on Facebook or a caller, let us know. You shall get your shout out. We shall make it happen. And just let the folks know, we went live long before I was able to go in and also see you. So you, anything you have said in the past, I don't know how I said. I was here. I know nothing. Nothing. I saw Luna and Christine. And that's who I've seen so far. Yeah.
Well, glad you're here. Like, we got a late start with a technical issue.
We did. We did. We pulled it out of our booty, and we're here. We're rocking and rolling. All right, got our disclaimer out, and now let's talk about the show. We got callers on hold. We're here. I know they're probably wondering, like, what the hell? The show is here. They waited.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
Very nice. Thank you so much. And we have our Facebook watchers that you just referenced. Anybody who'd like to watch us as you're listening to us, you can go to the Facebook live stream that we are doing. Love Doctor Show page. All right. To all you blog talkers out there, thank you so much for waiting for us. So I say, Jim, let's get this party started.
I haven't told them a damn thing about anything.
Okay. Well,
like, the number is 515-602-9676. Yeah. That's the number to call in. Folks, if you're on hold, then you know everything's good. We'll find you. We'll get you. You're not going to get forgotten. If we have a lapse in callers, we can work in some folks that can't call in on Facebook Messenger. Deborah Lee, you have to be friends with her, and you can only do it when we ask. This is typically appealing to our international folks that aren't rich, so they can call in for $200 a minute or whatever. Our domestic people also messaging, because sometimes they just can't. On their phone, I don't know what the deal is.
Who knows? Who knows what that deal is?
So Deborah's got, she's got her playing cards. She's going to give you a ring. And at the end of her reading, that is the sound that we're going to give you your angel card reading on your way out the door because we have callers we must get to. So when you hear the, you can't ask, sorry, because it's just not fair to the people that are holding. Otherwise, we would never get to everybody. And we want to get to everybody because you are patient. And we want to reward you, and we shall do so. All right, let's go to our first caller, 229, which I believe is in the state of Georgia. 229.
Hi, welcome to the show.
And thank you for holding.
Yep. What's your first name, please? Hi, how are you?
Hey, yeah, this is Melvin.
Melvin, long time no talk.
Hi, Melvin. What is up to?
Nothing much. I just wanted to know, like, I'm not going to even talk about the neighbors because I think they're on the way out. They stamped a picture of a frog leaping, facing my doorway, and it's like, if you're a frog, leap. So that's a sign of harassment.
Oh, it is.
As long as they're asking.
So I took a picture of it, and I'm going to give it to my landlord.
Absolutely. It's harassment.
Yeah.
It's a bail threat of wanting to fight.
Yeah, well, but I don't want to spend too much time on them crazy folks. I just want to ask you, besides this other girl that I talked to you all about, her name is Ashley, and she's going to come over for my birthday. But I'm just going to know, when will I be actually a good Robin that I will, marry again? I want to get married. And when would I be the good woman? Or is Ashley the
one? So if it's not Ashley, not the one, and you want the cards to tell you that, you want to know when will the one come along?
You want to get married again.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
I think we got that.
And that's a good goal. That really is.
Yeah.
And
my second little question is, I'm not coaching this year at this high school, and there's people trying to keep me away from there, and I believe it's my brother-in-law, and I believe it's some more people on the board, but do you see me coaching at this high school next season, this time of the year, next season?
Okay, so we did talk about this in depth a few calls ago. But now it's a little bit different. You talked about this, but I don't know who was the person, and then we kind of nailed it down about the and now the person is different. He wants to know if he might be doing that about this time. But basically at the start of next season or near the start.
Here?
Yeah, well, it's almost.
Yeah.
They started a few years, depending on what school district they're in.
Well, can I change the question?
I'm sorry.
My apartment complex, when do you all see me moving into a nice two-bedroom house? I want to get me a house. When do you see me moving?
There's a lot of questions. She's done one layout. Might not get them all answered, but we'll answer as many as we can on this layout, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll do what we can do, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
I love you.
Yep, definitely, Melvin. Marriage is in your future, definitely.
Well,
to make you happier than you've been for quite some time. So there's a lot of good medicine in a happy. That's for sure. As for Ashley, I want to say that at present, I see her as what I call a door open. Okay, this is somebody that comes into your life and opens the door to possibility for you. Now, in business, I had learned that businesses that put in windows and doors, that kind of thing, they will have one offer they call the door opener. And that's a door that if they go home and they install it, they're basically going to break even. There's not much for profit in a door opener. But it gives you a chance to talk to them and maybe consider a door, and maybe a couple windows in your house. So it's that door opener that I see Ashley as representing for you.
So basically, how the cards say she's not the one.
Well, she's not the,
right now.
The
I mean, the one
yeah.
that yeah, he's talking about marriage, though.
Yeah, she's not the one you're. I see this is going to become swept off feet. Start getting those manly juices flowing.
And it, you know, that it's that she's a bad person. It just means it's not meant to be forever, but it still is meant to be.
Yes, to get him started.
Yeah, okay. Just because.
Yes. Yeah.
So, say I shouldn't talk to her. Just you know, just go with it and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think she's going to come over.
Yeah.
I think she's going to. I think we're going to hit it off pretty good.
Well, remember the last reading, Deb said that if she counsels, it's bullcrap. She really legitimately couldn't come over on your birthday.
Yeah.
Stuff up. She really had something come up, and she would come over another time on your birthday.
And please don't come on too strong, Melvin. That can scare when a guy is like, whoa, ready to chase him around on the table.
Yeah, I don't even have a phone number.
Yeah.
I don't have a no, she had my phone number. I don't have
a gentleman. So now I do see the woman for you. She has not come into your life yet, but she's on, and she's under a designation in the reading layout that is called What Will Surprise You. What will surprise you about this woman is she's interested in doing some work either with you or for you. She may be like a counselor. I don't know how somebody that goes around is distributing information for her job.
Yeah.
Could be somebody that you're going to hire. What?
No, I would just say, because I do have caregivers and I do have people come in and help me out because I'm a veteran.
Amen. Yes, and Melvin, thank you so much for your service. We are veterans, too.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We all have an active duty also.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
I feel like you should kind of enjoy your time with Ashley. Don't get too carried away. You know, you scare her to come back. But also, remain open and expectant of another woman entering your life. I really think eventually here, hon, you're going to have the floodgates open and you're going to have women stacked up. And
wow.
Like, whoa. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Melvin, we got to move on, but you know, you had a lot of questions, but you can call back tomorrow. We will be on News for the Soul Radio, but it's still a long talk. It'll be on 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
But right now, real quick, I want to give you your angel card reading. Divine order.
Yeah.
Angel Raggiad. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So right now you see a lot of chaos, but it's supposed to be right
now. Next time you call, we'll talk about you.
Yeah, season. Or if something else comes up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for patiently while we had technical problems. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
He's a doll. I love it.
Yeah.
Where?
The biggest state, population-wise, very big state. It's a great state of New York.
New York.
Well,
I'm
not tiny either.
Show.
Sorry.
Hi, Jim. It's Kavita. Hi, it's Kavita from New York. It's a lot of static on my end. I don't know what there is on your end.
Through things that are in my and her piece of thing together technically. But all right, let's do it. We'll work it out.
All right, hon. There's
a lot of static. Can you hear me? I can barely hear you.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
We can hear you. I don't have my phone.
Okay. I would just love to get a reading about what you see for the fall, coming up in the fall. Any interesting news?
About to the Dakota. Dakotas.
Did
you hear me?
I didn't hear you. Yeah, it was fading in and out.
First thing you got to do is I hear us, and if you're on speakerphone or if you got on another computer, you got to kill that. That's going to I hear our voice on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, can you hear
that
me?
Will...
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yep, now I can hear you.
Yes. Okay.
So I'd love to hear what you pick up coming up in the fall for me. Anything new and interesting?
I heard about the trip to the Dakotas.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out. I haven't heard if there's an opening on the tour.
All right, I'm looking at the cards. Right now, anybody that's new with us, I am using a full 20.
Right now, anybody that's new with us, I am using a full
24 cards. I don't know why we're hearing that.
Savita?
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
All right, sounds good. I think we have these two close together. We're working. We had some issues, and we're trying to work them out on the fly. Bear with us, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. How are you doing, Deb?
I do see another coming up for you. And I believe
you
it'll be in the fall. Yeah. A very nice trip that you take. I think it's wonderful that you go out and do this for yourself.
I love to travel. Just love to travel.
It's
do you
wonderful.
See where this is going to be?
Well, I don't know if I'm that good. You could name a place, and I could see. Yeah, I think your all is going to be you preparing to bring your work. And folks, those of you around the world that are listening right now, I want you to know this woman is a so gifted artist. I mean, I do not love your art. Most of it is right over my mind. But what I saw that you have done, oh, yes. So I just want you to know this lady has a gift. All right. So for you, I feel, here's what I'm seeing. I think you're going to start very gradually to put your affairs in order, not because you're going anywhere spiritually. Your work sorted out.
Sorry, I can hear you.
I see you.
Hello? I'm still here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm still on the phone. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
All right, well, here's the deal. What we're going to do
purposes only. Your horizons a little bit, step out to the